From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A week-old wildfire stretching over 10 square miles west of Boulder, Colorado, is now fully contained. And as Grace Hood from member station KUNC reports, a second fire burning across 900 acres in northern Colorado is now 20% contained.
More than 100 firefighters from 16 agencies are working to put out the wildfire, which so far has forced the evacuation of about 350 homes. Loveland Fire and Rescue Division Chief Merlin Green says the fire isn't as active as it was on Sunday, but steep terrain and large rocks where the fire is most intense are challenging crews.
So it is still a very difficult area to access.
Green says a resident started the fire when they were attempting to burn yard waste and the blaze got out of control. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood in Loveland, Colorado.
The man accused of trying to blow up an airplane bound for Detroit last Christmas has fired his court-appointed attorneys. As WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports, the alleged bomber says he will represent himself in court.
It's the first court appearance for 23-year-old Umar Farouk Abdul-Muttalib since January, when he was arraigned on charges of attempting to ignite explosives hidden in his underwear on board a jet heading for Detroit. This time, Abdul-Muttalib entered court with a surprising request that he be allowed to represent himself. He said the federal defenders appointed as his counsel were working in what they thought were his best interests, but not what he thought was best for him. Abdul-Muttalib also asked what he should do to plead guilty to some of the counts against him. In court filings last week, his former attorneys wrote they were trying to reach a deal to resolve the case with federal prosecutors, who have said Abdul-Muttalib was cooperating with them. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
And Iran officials say American Sarah Schert can go free if her family puts up $500,000 bail. Schert's family is asking that the bond be lowered to an amount they can pay or dropped altogether. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. government will not pay the bond, but that the administration's goal of gaining Schert's release is unchanged.
We have the Swiss and others working actively on our behalf to seek to bring her home along with the others.
Schert, who is said to be ailing, and two friends were arrested last year for illegally entering Iran. Their families say the trio were hiking in Iraq and crossed the border by mistake. BP crews have resumed drilling on a relief well that will be used to bottom kill a damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico. The work had been suspended for several weeks because of bad weather and the work that sealed the well from the top. 11 people died in the April 20th rig explosion that damaged the BP well and led to the massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. A temporary cap stopped crude from gushing into the Gulf in mid-July. Stocks are higher at this hour in Hong Kong, but lower in Tokyo and Shanghai. This is NPR News. Free Harley-Davidson unions in Wisconsin have approved contracts recommended by company and union negotiators. Chuck Quernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports this could keep more than 1,000 jobs in Harley's home state.
Harley had threatened to move production work out of Wisconsin if the unions didn't accept labor deals calling for wage cuts or freezes and greater use of lower-paid seasonal workers beginning in 2012. But machinists and steel workers in Milwaukee and Tomahawk, Wisconsin, have accepted the packages. Scott Parr helped negotiate the machinists' contract. He says he's angry the company was able to get other states interested in landing some of the production work.
It was a perfect storm for them to negotiate the contract that they negotiated.
Harley-Davidson says the contract votes are a significant step toward creating competitive and flexible operations. Harley's board of directors will meet Tuesday for a final decision on the Wisconsin plants. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
Tough times could soon be in store for many government workers in Cuba. Notices are being sent to an estimated 500,000 state workers facing layoffs between now and next March. The workers will be offered alternative positions or short-term unemployment benefits. The government says self-employment licenses will be offered to about half those being laid off. The moves are considered the biggest reforms since Raul Castro succeeded his brother Fidel in 2008. Again, stocks are higher in Hong Kong at this hour, but lower in Tokyo and Shanghai. Meantime, U.S. stocks extended their gains for the current month, with the Dow gaining 81 points in trading on Monday. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.